Government neither initiated the bill nor submitted any cabinet memorandum related to it. Mr. Mwito has explained that the draft currently in circulation is a layman's version that has been forwarded to the Legislative Committee under the Ministry of Justice for professional redrafting. He has added that the intention is to open the matter up for consultation among interested parties should it be considered viable. Mr. Mwita has emphasized that the document is not an official government proposal, but rather an exploratory draft aimed at considering the creation of a professionally regulated statutory body for journalists.
Initiated any such thing, we have not generated any cabinet is not in receipt of any cabinet. There, who like the nation, particularly the media fraternities, to know that the Zambia Institute of Journalists bill is a layman's draft that has been referred to the Legislative Committee of the Ministry of Justice for purposes of requesting the Ministry to redraft the same into a professionally standing bill so that the same can be used for consultative purposes among those who are interested into the creation of a professionally statutorily regulated body.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended 109 foreign nationals for immigration-related offences in Vubui, Lusaka and Chipata during routine operations conducted on 18th and 19th April 2025. According to Department of Immigration Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka, the arrests are part of the department's continued efforts to address the growing trend of foreign nationals entering Zambia under false pretenses and engaging in unauthorized economic activities. Mr. Nshinka says in Vubui, 46 suspected prohibited immigrants of various nationalities were apprehended on 19 April during a cleanup operation conducted by the Sindamisale Immigration Office, and screening of the suspects is currently underway. He has stated that in Lusaka, 44 individuals were arrested in areas including Misisi, Kanyama, Matero, Chawama and Kamala for conducting business in grocery shops without valid immigration permits, comprised 41 Burundians, 2 Congolese and 1 Tanzanian.
The Department of Immigration, during routine cleanup operations conducted on 18th and 19th April 2025, apprehended 109 persons of various nationalities in Vubui, Lusaka and Chipata for immigration-related offences. In Vubui, 46 suspected prohibited immigrants of different nationalities were apprehended on 19th April 2025 during a cleanup operation conducted by the Sindamisale Immigration Office. Screening of the suspects is underway. Further, in Lusaka, 44 individuals were apprehended on 19th April 2025, comprising 41 Burundians, 2 Congolese and 1 Tanzanian. They were nabbed in Misisi, Kanyama, Matero, Chawama and Kamala after they were found selling in grocery shops without valid immigration permits. They are detained pending screening and possible prosecution.
The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation has announced a temporary interruption in water supply to the southern part of Ndola following a major mechanical fault at the Kafuvu Water Treatment Plant. In a statement, Minister in Charge Collins Nzovu has explained that the disruption was caused by a malfunctioning control valve in the plant's pump house, resulting in a massive leakage that posed a significant risk of flooding the pump chamber. He says while initial emergency repairs were carried out, the Kafuvu Water and Sanitation Company Limited has since replaced the faulty valve to secure the facility and prevent further damage. However, Mr. Nzovu has noted that only one stage of the treatment facility is currently operational, as a fault was detected on the control panels of the second stage. He has added the KWSC has engaged specialized experts to address the issue, and full restoration works are expected to be completed by Monday, 21st April 2025. The National Road Fund Agency and the Road Development Agency have announced the commencement of tolling at the Abraham Zayoni Mokola toll gate following the completion of construction works on the Masangano Fisenge Luanshe Road. Aku NRSA Public Relations Manager, or Alfonso Samajila. The tolling has been approved by government through Statutory Instrument Number 13 of 2025. Mr. Samajila has stated that the toll gate will be operated by Macro Ocean Investment Consortium, the concessionaire responsible for upgrading the Lusaka-Ndola Road to a dual carriageway. He has further noted that under the same statutory instrument, government has approved a slight adjustment of toll fees at the nearby Michael Chilufya Sata toll gates located between Dola and Kitwe to ensure competitiveness with the new toll charges.
With the completion of construction works on the Masangano Fisenge Wansha Road, government has approved commencement of road tolling at Abraham Zion Mokora toll gate after issuing a statutory instrument number 13 of 2025. This toll gate would be run by Macro Ocean Investment Consortium and not by the National Road Fund Agency. This is the concessionaire that has been engaged to upgrade the Ndola Rusaka Road to a dual carriageway, and using the same statutory instrument number 13 of 2025, our government has approved a slight adjustment of the toll tariff structure at the Michael Chirufya Sata toll gate.
Meanwhile, motorists have welcomed the construction of the Masangano Fisenge Lwansha Road and the ongoing upgrading of the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway as government leverages on the national road tolling program within the framework of the public-private partnerships to transform key roads in this country.
We are really struggling even to take our inputs to town. We really struggled. Now with this initiative, which the President HH has brought in our area, it means a lot. And it's not only us are going to benefit, even if other parts of the world, they will also benefit, because it will be easy from, say, when you're coming from every side, going to Kitwe, it will be very easy because it's a shortcut.
Being a person that is in business, that was costing businesses loss of goods, and at time for you to deliver goods was being delayed, which was in turn affecting the turnover of some of the businesses right here in Ndola.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbeko Msokotwane is in Washington, D.C. for the 2025 spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank Group to be held from 21st to 26th April 2025. Dr. Msokotwane says government feels encouraged by Moody's rating agency's assessment of the country from negative to positive outlook. Dr. Msokotwane is accompanied by Secretary to the Treasury Felix Nkulukosa, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia, and Zambia Revenue Authority Commissioner General Dingani Banda. During the week-long spring meeting, the delegation will participate in a series of statutory IMF events. Among the scheduled events, the delegation will attend the African Consultative Group meeting of the African Caucus with the IMF Managing Director, Kristalina Georgieva, and as representatives of an IMF member country, ensure that Zambia is represented during the meeting of the International Monetary and Finance Committee. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary of the Treasury under the Ministry of Finance and National Planning.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has banned the party of former President Joseph Kabila, accusing him of links to the M23 rebel group, which has seized large parts of the east of the country this year. The ban comes amid reports that Kabila has returned to the country after spending 2 years in South Africa. He is said to have returned to the town of Goma, which was seized by the Rwandan-backed M23 in January. Kabila led DR Congo for 18 years after succeeding his father, Laurent, who was shot dead in 2001. The BBC has more.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has banned the party of the former president Joseph Kabila. The Interior Ministry accused the PPRD of complicity with the Rwanda-backed M23 rebels who seized large parts of eastern Congo. Last week, Mr. Kabila travelled to the rebel-held city of Goma. Reports from Benin say a group linked to Al-Qaeda has acknowledged carrying out a deadly attack on two army outposts.